When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome. I'm Nick Jansen, a holistic health anxiety coach specializing in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives back through holistic approaches. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive lifestyle changes so we can say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together in this episode of this podcast of Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. We'll be discussing healing the gut. Healing the gut. Well, where did this particular topic, where did it come from? It is from the book called How to Do the Work by Nicola Perra, a holistic psychologist, and it's somewhere in the vicinity of page 90 to 95. There is a little part of that chapter. It describes the importance of anxiety, and what is the first thing that actually happens is we have gut inflammation and gut digestion issues. And this is the whole topic about that. So just creating this kind of awareness, what actually happens to us and how important it is to know and be aware how anxiety affects us and how it causes illnesses if we don't look after it, we don't approach it in a holistic way. I'm going to share a few words here just quickly before I go into deep into the topic. But it's called Healing the Gut. And redoing the whole thing, rewiring our minds to help us out. So, gut indigestion issues. What I've noticed on the paragraph that Nicola mentioned that most of her clients that she saw had gut indigestion issues or inflammations of the gut. So it's a common thing that anxiety causes us a lot of stress, and it causes inflammation of the stomach, which is very unhealthy. So a lot of us are just eating from different instead of eating out of unnecessary from needs, but it becomes a different habit, and there's different objectives to eating improperly. We look at innate needs. We look at chronic and overwhelming stress, which is harmful to our bodies. We look at rest and digest here. We also look at into gut-brain axes. This is basically an electronical relay between the brain and body, telling us when we're hungry or not. A lot of us, I met a guru once, and he said, only feed our bodies when we need to, when it's necessary, not when we think we need to. And a lot of us have a habit of eating, and which causing diabetes and all these other diseases, because we're eating from unnecessary needs. We got to check in. Sometimes a detox is really good for us too. I've done a detox once. It was around 14 days. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. 14 days just on vegetables, no oils, no bread, no meats. It was just orange juice and vegetables raw for 14 days. And then what I noticed was the rewiring of the brain was interesting, and how I was looking for my old habits, and you know, you really get to learn about the impulses of our brains through this the challenge of the 14-day detox program. that is also available in one of the courses that I provide. And so, yeah, so it's interesting to, you know, really get an understanding of rest and digest and brain axis, the gut brain axis. We look at esophagus contract, something to do with the internal intestines. We look at words like vagus nerve, the messages, and it's relayed, and how important it is to get our vagus understand about vagus nerve and how it can bring us back to parasympathetic nervous system, electronic nervous system, ENS. Yeah, and we look at the brain is the second, the stomach is the second brain. It is full of neurons, and the communication is very similar. It does have very similar. It's we look at biodomes, which is a collection of bacteria and messages relayed. We know when we're sick, and we allowed ourselves to get sick through stresses and anxiety. We know that it's where I'm going deeper into, you know, we create, you know, our bodies are designed to locate bacterias, and also another word is the leaky guts, and the bacterias and the relay of information electrical through the microbiomes, and difficult word to pronounce, but it's it releases hormones to protect the cells. Basically, that's what its job is. Once it locates the fungus and what locates the bacteria in our bodies, yeah, we're going a bit of a scientific journey on this podcast. We're going deep into scientific of the body, the biology of the body, yeah, and also the microbiomes create neurotransmitters while eating. Okay. So yeah, I'm just throwing a few words out there. This is something that doctors would be kind of know more about, these kind of things, how the stomach actually works. My job here today is just to provide some for you guys to absorb some information and to really understand that, you know, stress, anxiety is a killer. So especially when we have to have a healthy gut and not a leaky gut. And are we eating food because of different reasons, underlying issues? Yeah, so are we absorbing nutrients from our foods? Are we pushing them away? You know, we're giving up the stress levels. When we're stressed out, when we're under anxiety, actually we stop the nutrients from, you know, we have to have a nurtured body. We stop the nutrients entering our system. We're looking at also, are we holding on to food? Are we, are we expelling food? Or do we have diarrhea? Or do we have constipations? Sometimes chemicals that we take to handle anxiety and stress could cause constipations. And remember, it's going somewhere. It's going into your gut. Yeah, this is pretty scary stuff. So, yeah. A dysregulation of, it causes imbalances of all the systems. We look at the mind-body health practices like polyvagal neurosystems and inflammation of the stomach, unresolved traumas and poor vagal tones. If we got unresolved trauma, it goes into poor vagal tone, okay, which is really a happy balance. We need to get into happy balance only through the vagal tone. When the vagal tone has been activated in a nice way, then we come back to balance. We look at epigenetics, big word epigenetics. It means that if our cells are unhealthy, we're not healthy, and anxiety and stress will cause very unhealthy body. We look at neuroplasticity and pathways to recreate ourselves. We look at the hype of hyper vigilance or adrenaline rushes, and we look at anti-inflammatory. Something that we can do is called the wireless program, which is a food intake program, which is really good to look into, you know, to help us with the for food program and for autoimmune disorders are usually required. People with autoimmune diseases or disorders are required to go into a wireless program. More information available if you guys need this sort of stuff. So Yeah. And then so we can actually talk about the vagus tone stimulators. This is something new to me. It's the brain implants. Yeah. Deliver electrical impulses to the vagus nerve. Anyway, let's move on deeper. Elsa, what can we do? Let's just briefly, what can we do to help ourselves in a holistic way? Meditation is one way that we can use to relax and find a, create a new path to balancing out these stresses and anxiety. And this is the act of training our attention to help us with the automatic nervous system responses. And to it's done through breath work, cold therapy, and some yoga, mindfulness, all that stuff. So beautiful stuff. So let's go on with talking about deeper into this discussion, understanding gut issues. Okay, see, gut issues have become increasingly relevant, you know, really known now. We're more exposed to it. Today's society, we're so rushed up, so stressed out. Now, many of us are visiting psychologists, again, often have gut-related problems. If this relates to you, then this podcast is really good for you, indicating a strong connection between the mind and the gut. Here, in this podcast, we're going to go further and explore the concept of healing the gut. We'll focus on the importance of addressing gut digestions. Gut indigestion issues. We'll understand the innate needs and managing chronic stress in the body. We will delve into the concept of rest and digest and response and gut-brain axis again, and the role of the vagus nerve and the electric nervous systems or enteric nervous systems, the ENS, in gut health. Let's look at gut digestion issues here. Let's go deeper on that. Gut digestion issues encompass a range of conditions affecting the gastrointestinal tract, including irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, the food intolerances. These issues can lead to discomfort, pain, and variety of digestive symptoms. Understanding the root causes of this issue is crucial for effective healing. So are we eating healthy? Are we eating junk? Do we have a habit of eating the wrong things? Causing us anxiety and stress, causing us leaky guts. There's a deeper level. It's basically there's holes in our intestines through certain foods penetrate the walls of our stomachs, our intestines, and then go into and causing bacteria and all kind of diseases and cell dysfunctions, which is really important to know. So we need to, that's where we get the pain and inflammation in our stomachs. Let's look at the link between psychology and gut issues. It's noteworthy that many clients who visit psychologists, psychiatrists, often present with the gut-related problems. Like mentioned earlier, the observation suggests that there's a strong connection between the psychological well-being and the gut health. Stress, trauma, emotional disturbance can significantly impact gut functions. You know when you're feeling sick, right? If you're eating something wrong, you know when you're not sleeping, your body's totally activated. Muscular tension, you know this is caused by anxiety, and we need to let go of that. There's many things we can do. One's called the float technique and learning to accept instead of fighting it. Otherwise leading to digestive disorders and disturbances. So we need to get there and really address these kind of matters, and long-term gut diseases can be very dangerous for us. Innate needs. Let's look at innate needs. What are these? These are just like fundamental requirements for well-being, right? These needs include nourishment of our body, rest, safety, social connection, and purpose. Rest and digest. Neglecting these innate needs, like why do we eat? Why do we have to overeat, right? I mentioned a guru earlier I met that he said, I listen to my body. I only listen to my body. When my body says eat, I eat for necessity, needs for nourishment, not for these other made up stories or emotional reasons or, you know, underlying issues or credit of habit creation. If we do the wrong thing, this can disrupt our, you know, gut functions, and it does contribute to digestive issues. So we need to prioritize self-care and meet the needs of our body for healing our gut system. And then find out what we're eating, why we're eating it. Are we eating it out of stress, out of anxiety, or unresolved traumas, which can be the hidden factor. Let's look into chronic and overwhelming stresses in the body. Chronic stress can have a detrimental impact on the gut health. Prolonged stress activities like anxiety, activates the body's stress responses and triggering the release of stress hormones like cortisol, which is dangerous for us. We need to be able to come out of the cortisol stress level and implement stress blockers, which are really good for us. Now, elevated cortisol levels can disrupt digestive processes, like leading to inflammation, altered gut permanently, and imbalanced gut microbiota. Yeah, so that, again, the microbiota, which we mentioned earlier, is basically the relaying of information. We know that when we're hungry or not, and if we confuse this with when we're not hungry but we're overeating or eating the wrong things because of impulses, that, you know, implement that could be have a lot of effect on us. So when we implement stress management techniques such as mindfulness and exercise and relaxation practices, we can support our gut healthy healing in a holistic way. Let's look at the word rest and digest, as mentioned earlier. This word rest and digest is responding to the body's natural state of relaxation and optimal digestion. When our body is in relaxed state, the parasympathetic nervous system activates, promoting efficient digestions and nutrients absorptions, encouraging restful activities such as mindful eating, deep breathing. Adequate sleep can enhance the rest and digest responses, and we need to be able to do that, supporting our gut health. Now let's go deeper on the gut-brain axis. As mentioned, the gut-brain axis is the bi-directional communication network between the gut and the brain. This complex system involves exchange of signals and biochemical messengers, influencing both the gut and the mental health. The gut biota neurotransmitters, so we have a second brain, because we create transmitters even in our stomach, and it helps us with the immune system, can play sufficient significant roles in gut brain axis. Maintain a healthy gut biome through balanced diet and probiotic supplements can positively really impact mental well-being and gut function. So there's a key word, get your hands on some probiotics. It's all about that. So now let's get deeper into vagus nerve and the electric nervous system, or enteric nervous system, ENS. The vagus nerve serves as a vital bridge between the gut and the brain. It carries messages from the gut to the brain and brain and vice versa, brain to the gut, regulating various bodily functions. The enteric nervous system, the ENS, often referred as the second brain, is a complex network of 5 billion neurons located in the gut. The ENS controls gut monitoring, motility and secretions, and the gut's immune responses. So look at the health in that. Nurturing the vagus nerve, maintaining a healthy ENS is crucial to gut healing. So when we say nurturing the vagus nerve, it just means there are things that we can do consistently and have it like a rewire our brain to stay calm, relax, go to nature, deal with anxiety, through methods of reading material resources, like floating with anxiety rather than fighting it and not getting too attached to it. So all the podcasts I've made provide a lot of information here on how to stay healthy in a holistic way. So let's look at it again. Healing the gut will require a holistic approach that addresses the gut digestion issues, acknowledge the impact of psychological well-being, and understand the importance of meeting innate needs. Managing this chronic stress, activating the rest and digest response, nurturing the gut-brain axis through healthy gut microbiomes and optimal vagal nerve functions essential for our gut health. Prioritizing these aspects, we can embark on a journey towards healing our gut and improving our overall well-being. So let's now look at, before ending, let's look at some of the examples of gut digestion issues that we may experience. Now, here's a few now. Let's go deeper into irritable bowel syndrome, which that IBS is a chronic condition that affects the large intestine. It can cause abdominal pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, and constipation. Walking is really good to deactivate this kind of thing too. Walking, a lot of walking. The exact cause of IBS is unknown, but it's often triggered by stress, certain foods, and hormonal changes. Just remember what you put in your body is really important. And can we actually starve ourselves for a bit? Or do we just reach out for the first cracker in the box? So can we say no to certain things that have boundaries when reaching out for certain foods that are not good for our bowels, our stomach? Let's go into inflammatory bowel disease, IBD. This refers to a chronic condition that causes inflammation to the digestive tract, the intestines. The main types of IBD are Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Symptoms include abdomen pain, diarrhea, rectal bleeding, weight loss, and fatigue. So this is a very, very important one. And being conscious of our health is very important, but we can be overconscious of our health also. But let's just flow with it. Let's just grab some information here and kind of understand it. Not to get scared, not to hyperventilate on this or over-exaggerate this kind of information. It's just common knowledge. And one thing, I'm not a doctor, but I'm just, kind of reading some stuff that makes sense and just creating awareness how important it is to have to eat the right time for reasons. Then we move on to gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, occurs when stomach acids flow back into the esophagus, causing heartburn, acid efflux. It can lead to symptoms such as chest pain, difficulty swallowing, regurgitation of food, and sore and sour taste in the mouth. Yeah, this is very common. I actually have a friend of mine who's actually going through this one themselves at the moment, the GERD. They've been advised to take some medicine for it. But I just do think it's more, if you can just get rid of some of our past traumas and, we can work on staying calmer, do things that will create a balance in our lives. That's a good start. Then we have food intolerance. Some individuals may have difficulty digesting certain types of foods, leading to digestive issues. For example, lactose intolerance in milk occurs when the body cannot break down lactose, a sugar food in the milk and in dairy products. These can result in bloating, gas, and diarrhea. And some intestinal bacteria overgrowth, SIBO. I know this is all scary stuff, but SIBO is a condition characterized by an overgrowth of bacteria in a small intestine. It can cause symptoms such as bloating, abnormal pain, diarrhea, and malleable absorption of nutrients. The celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder triggered by the consumption of gluten. It causes damage to the small intestines, so gluten can be a problem, leading to digestive issues, especially for people sensitive, nutrient deficiency, and other symptoms such as fatigue and skin rashes. All right, so yeah, we've gone deep on this one. It's really important to you know, come back to these and look at some of the examples. There are numerous other gut digestive issues that individuals may experience. Consult a healthcare professional, a doctor, accurate diagnosis and treatment specific digestion concerns. It always comes back to, hey, live a harmonious, balanced life. Find ways to rest and digest. And because once our second brain isn't working, the stomach area, then the top brain isn't working either. So yeah, total inspiration from the book. It was a very worthwhile knowing to just be aware and be more conscious. And it was a pleasure to share some of the examples here with you, especially with the detox. Can we detox and really unwire our brains from just reaching for food instead of just going into innate systems of eating, right? Rather, you know, do it because it's necessary, not because we think it's necessary. So I just want to leave you with that. And, you know, the most important is stay calm, use your there are many people that I've talked to, and sometimes I do some free consultations, by reaching me on, you know, this is an offer for you guys, by reaching me on Calendly or my calendar, happy to have a consultation with you. If this is in tune with you, or if it's aligned with you, who's listening here, and if you know someone that might use this information, free consultation, so we can, see if I can help you with this kind of information. Awareness is everything. If without the awareness, the knowledge, we cannot control what we have, and then we can't be responsible for our anxiety or stress. Knowledge is everything, and we need to be able to connect with it, and need to connect with it and have a better reality and better communication with ourselves, our body, our brains, our nervous system, and also our gut. So healthy guts to everyone, my friends. So I'm signing out. So hope you've enjoyed this informative podcast. Stay healthy, stay wise. Bye from me. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Bye for now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.